Those words were penned by and sung by Rich Mullins in 1993, actually. And they declared with certainty the confidence that he had in the veracity or the truth of the Word of God. That song spells out essential doctrines of the Christian faith that weren't invented by men. The very truth of God that changes people. It's not the other way around. That's what I love about that song. It's the very truth of God that changes me, not the other way around. I'm not at liberty to amend the truth of God. I'm going to go through the verses of this song. Because of the theology that's in this song, I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and Maker of earth. In Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified and dead and buried. It doesn't end there. And He is the I believe, what I am, it makes me what I am. I didn't make it. It's making me. It's the very truth of God. It's not the invention of any man. I believe He who suffered was crucified, buried, and dead. Descended into hell, the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven where He sits at God's mighty right hand. I believe that He's returning to judge the quick and the dead and the sons of men. I believe it. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and Maker of earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit, one Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in life. I believe in life that never ends. And then the declaration over again. I believe it. It's what makes me what I am. I didn't make it. No, it's making me. Let's say it again. I didn't make it. No, it's making me. It's making me. It's the very truth of God. It's not the invention of any man. Rich Mullins, as I said, wrote that song in 1993 along with apparently another guy. This declaration that we're not at liberty to amend the truth of God, but rather we must submit to it and allow it to amend or change our lives. This morning, we're going to do things differently. Obviously, we're already doing things differently. We're not doing announcements and all that stuff we normally do first. We're going to do that at the end of the service today. Because we're going to give you the opportunity to declare in similar ways, as this opening song was done, how the truth of God has changed you. Do you believe it? Rich Mullins declared over and over, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Do you? Then declare it together this morning as we sing. We're going to sing some songs this morning. The songs we've selected are intended to invoke in each of us a spirit of awe and wonder and gratitude towards God so that we'll be compelled to speak of those things. And we aren't going to interrupt this time, but with the Holy Spirit's aid, we're going to express worship to God through song, through testimony, and yes, through giving to Him. And we're going to end the service with prayers of petition in response to the news from our missionaries and of announcements of ministry plans for the coming days and weeks. I'm going to start with the scripture reading. It's actually found in the back of your hymnal. So if you would take your hymnals, you can follow along with me. It's number 699, Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. There's the instructions, guys. Sing! Sing! Sing joyfully. And we're going to play skillfully as well. We're going to shout for joy. Why? Because for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. I'm going to open us in prayer, and then Melissa and Ellen are going to lead us in a few songs. Let's pray together. God, we commit this time to you this morning as we've gathered here to worship. Lord, we praise you for your word that reveals to us who you are, what you've done for us, your plan of salvation for us. God, may our worship this morning glorify you. Lord, may we be not distracted by our problems, by the things going on around us, perhaps even by our own fear of our poor voices. But Lord, that we would lift our voices to you. You'd be glorified and honored in our worship this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, well, let's stand, and we'll go ahead and sing all four verses.
Thank you.
all four verses. This is one of the songs it's hard to cut out extra verses from.
Thank you. Thank you, Reed.
You may be seated. Again, this one is found also in the back of our hymnals. It's number 715, Psalm 145. It says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at their proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
At the end of this song, we're having an offering. Let's stand again. I won't make you stand the whole service today.
Stand and sing the doxology. This is to emphasize the fact that giving is an act of worship. And so as the men carry these offerings back to the front and lay them here on this table, we're going to sing the doxology. and to emphasize in our own hearts that what we have just done is an act of worship. Let's pray. Father, it is a great privilege to worship you. It's a great privilege to be called your child through faith in your Son's death on a cross for my sins. Lord, we are honored as your children, the way you provided for our needs as families, as individuals, as households. And Lord, as we express worship now through giving, we ask that you would take what we give here of our finances, Lord, you have entrusted to our care, that you would use them, that you would multiply them, and that you would be glorified through them, Lord, and through our willing hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
To maybe request a song, you're welcome to stand up and share a scripture, or just give a brief testimony maybe of something that God's done for you this week or in the past few weeks. Josiah, while you guys are taking time to do that, Josiah is going to play a song.
Petition, which we'll end the service with prayers of petition. Prayers of petition being, Lord, I need, Lord, will you do this, and that type of thing. But prayers of worship are different. They're even different than prayers of praise. Prayers of praise are, Lord, thanks for doing this, and thanks for this, and that type of thing. But prayers of worship express to God things about his nature and his character. and can sometimes be a little more challenging for us because we tend to think more selfishly. So we're going to pray for just a few minutes, and I'm going to open it up for you guys to pray as well. The prayers of worship don't have to be long or drawn out. They can be simply a name of God. There's a whole list of names in the Bible of God, and especially in the Old Testament, you'll find different names that describe different parts of God's character, and usually based on some experience the Israelites have just had. And so this morning, we're just going to take a few minutes now, and I'm going to let you express prayers of worship to God for who He is, and even for what He's done. You can don't worry. You can offer prayers of praise as well. There's no rule against it. But you can praise God for what He's done and for who He is. But I want this to be a time not of Lord, give me. My name is Jimmy. But Lord, thank You for who You are. Thank You for what You've done. So I'll open us. And I'll give you guys the opportunity, and then I'll close us. Let's pray. God, as we look at the scriptures, and I read Revelation 4 just a minute ago, describing the angels who surround Your throne, crying, "Holy, holy, holy," all the time. Lord, Your holiness is an attribute that is one that strikes fear in our hearts. Or should. Because, Lord, when we stand as sinful men and women and boys and girls before Your holiness, we are wicked, no matter how good we might think we are, especially in comparison to others. But I praise You for Your holiness this morning. Amen.
Father, Your creativity knows no limits. It's just abounds and abounds and abounds. And Lord, it's just amazing, Father, to just see all that You have created for us and all that You have created for us that is still unfathomable for us and still there for us to discover. Lord, I just praise You and thank You, Lord, that You are a God who is such a creative God, who You've given us a little bit of that ability ourselves. Thank You.
We praise You, Lord, for Your mercy in our lives.
Mm. Our Father, we do thank You for Your mercy. If we're not humbled when we come into Your presence, we confess that we should be. Thank You, Lord, for helping us to see our condition, our waywardness. Thank You, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank You for Your salvation given so freely and so lovingly. You are the Lamb that was slain. We've acknowledged that this morning in Your Word, and we acknowledge it now in our singing, in our lips, our confession. You are worthy to receive power and riches and glory and strength and glory and honor and blessing. We praise You, we bless You, and we lift You up, and we pray that You would enable us to do that in a better way as we live our lives.
Father, thank You for the gift of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that can lead us and guide us into all truth.
Thank You, Lord, for the provision. Like David rejoiced at the way people were able to give, and the way You blessed them and multiplied the offering. Thank You for the way You've given to this church. Considered a small congregation, but You've allowed it to do so much. Thank You. We rejoice in what You've supplied.
Thank You, Lord, for Your never-ending love. Through not only the good times, but the bad times. You carry us. You always keep us in Your hands.
Lord, You are the Prince of Peace, the peace that passes all understanding.
You are our shalom. You give us everything we need.
Thank You, Lord, for this time that that you've given us this morning to worship you. Thank you for those who have made the commitment this morning to give up some of their time to give it to you. I pray that you're blessed through this. And I pray as we now shift our attention to what's going on in the lives of our missionaries and in the ministry of the church, the plans for the coming days and weeks, Lord, that even these we would continue to be mindful of your presence and your power at work within us. And Lord, as we close in prayer after that time, shifting our attention then to petitions, prayers of petition, Lord, we ask that you would allow us to leave this place continuing to focus on you. And I thank you, Lord, for your presence here this morning amongst us. In Jesus' name, amen.